Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. We're just talking about the MSNBC anchor yesterday who made a flub up on the air while ad-libbing about the Kobe Bryant story. And even between the three of us in the studio, we disagree over what word came out of her mouth. All the headlines said that she used the N-word in some sort of a slip-up describing his career with the Los Angeles Lakers. That's not what I heard. The unfortunate part of that is on radio is that it's hard to distinguish clearly what she said. She claims that she just mixed up Lakers, and she was trying to say Knicks, and she was trying to say Lakers, and she mixed up those two words. What's going to happen to her?
But as you pointed out, what did the Knicks have to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why the Knicks were part of the conversation, because he never played for the Knicks.
I don't know that I don't know that there's anybody out there that believes she meant to say the N-word. It just sounds like she says the N-word.
There's a distinct difference between a G and a K.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound like a K.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, here's part of it. But, of course, we had to bleep it because we're not sure if she said it or not.
Because it sounds like the N-word.
Yeah.
Yes, because it sounds like the N-word.
It was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Kavita, if I could ask you to...
And she just kept on moving. Now, this is a young lady named Allison Morris. I don't know anything about her. She's on MSNBC. I mean, I wouldn't recognize her if I saw her, but it makes me wonder what happens to her now, because she's claiming it was a slip of the tongue, clearly, and she didn't say what everybody thinks she said. I don't know how long she's been a broadcaster. I will say, though, that I disagreed with the firing of Kevin Steincross, and I don't know that I would agree with this girl being fired either. So I hope that the bosses don't just overreact to public sentiment and they actually slow down and take a breath here before they jump in and suspend her or fire her. You know, as someone who talks on the radio 4 hours a day, 5 days a
yeah.
week, and as somebody who worked in television news for 25 years, also as an anchor and covering breaking news, it's an extraordinarily difficult job to ad lib. They had no scripts here. They're sort of making this up as they went along, adding guests at the last minute, having conversations. Your mind is running on four tracks at one time. Oftentimes you've got a producer in your ear as a television news anchor telling you, hey, you know, we're going to go live to Joe next. Joe's at the Staples Center. He's going to bring you this. He's going to bring you that while you're still talking, while the person's in your ear. Those things happen. And it's not difficult for your mind to play tricks on you and words to get jumbled. It's
sure.
just not.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard that yet, Tricia's got it up, going to put it up there on the blog for us at 971talk.com/Cox. Go listen to it for yourself. See what you think. But again, it saddened me, and it continues to sadden me to this day, that Kevin Steincross, who started in this television market around the same time I did, back around 1993 or 1994, lost his entire career over one misspoken word on Martin Luther King Day, which we just passed last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you really need to punish him for that, you suspend him for a week or two to make the critics happy. But then you accept the fact that when you talk that much for a living, occasionally you might accidentally say something that you didn't intend to say. It doesn't mean you had ill intent in doing it. I think that's what this decision has got to come down to. Thoughts?
I just wish I understood her explanation a little better. And again, I had missed this, so I'm trying to read and catch up. But I don't, her explanation saying that she was combining Lakers and Knicks. Okay, I just want to know why she was talking about the Knicks, so I can understand that there genuinely was a mix-up of those two words, which I can understand. And her explanation of saying the combination of the words, which I don't want to say because I don't want it to say, you get afraid to say something wrong. But I want to know why she was talking about the Knicks if he didn't play for the Knicks, right? Yeah,
I don't know why this happened. I think it was an accident.
I agree.
I think when you say the N-word on the air like that, there are going to be repercussions.
Yes.
It's not like she accidentally dropped an S-bomb.
Yeah.
It's just, especially given a high-profile black athlete passing, that was a very, very unfortunate thing for her, and she probably will lose her job over it. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's the same as the Kevin Steinkross thing, because I think Kevin Steinkross was in his head about the anchor that happened to in New York. I think that that should have been taken into consideration. This, to me, is a little bit different.
Well, time will tell. MSNBC, to the best of my knowledge, has not released any statement on it beyond her tweet denying that she did that. So we'll see what happens. I mean, for the longest time in America, as we're well aware, there tends to be a different standard for conservatives in media versus people who aren't, who tend to give them a little more play. So we'll find out if that plays a role here. It is MSNBC.